Getting back into it now, I'm looking at all this snow. You know, I think that based on what I was hearing from some people around the state today, maybe some more school districts might have considered taking the day off today from having teenagers drive to school. I'm just saying, I heard the roads were pretty rough in some places. By the way, just the last few hours, Ann Arbor picked up 2.5, Berkeley 2.2, Ypsilanti 2.3 inches of snow, White Lake 2 inches. So another big belt of snow across much of the state. You know, when you look back at this month, I think it was back on the 2nd of November, the Gaylord got pounded with what? Like 11 inches of snow, right? It was a big dump back earlier this month. Maybe almost a foot in some places. It was the snowiest day in November ever for Gaylord, I think. Sixth of all time. It's only been checking, you know, for not that long, but it's a big dump of snow. The point being is the snow is coming early in a lot of places. And I just looked outside, man, it is everywhere. It is everywhere, and it is pretty impressive. Pretty impressive, to say the least. Because this much snow this early, I mean, are we in a... I looked at it yesterday. Are we in that river pattern already where the snow... Because here's the thing. When it comes to cleaning the roads, and I talk about maybe some more schools should have been off, maybe they should have. This is the sort of thing that really can damage the budget for the year. It could really hurt the budget for, you know, small towns, smaller counties, municipalities, because you don't bank on a foot of snow on the 2nd of November in Gaylord. You don't bank on 2.5 and 3 inches of snow again in Detroit. I mean, total snowfall for Lansing average 1.7 inches. 1.7 inches for November. Well past that now, obviously. Two or three times that at least, based on the snowfall that we've already had. So there it is, you know, so you're well ahead of average. It must be global warming. It must be, because it explains everything. If it snows, it's global warming. If it doesn't snow, it's global warming. If there's a drought, global warming. Big freeze, global warming. Heat wave, global warming. It's all, everything, doesn't matter. Everything is explained the same way. Everything is explained the same exact way. Just makes you crazy. At any rate, I want to look at something else here just for a moment. Because sometimes you just have to have some fun with some other things. And I had fun. I'm not going to kid you. I didn't tell you this much. But I really had a good time watching Michigan pound Ohio State into oblivion last Saturday. I really took great pleasure in that. I've been a Michigan fan since I was dragged kicking and screaming to the student section when I was 11 years old by my brother. Tortured and taken. I'm kidding, of course. I had a great time. Brother Shane dragged me to the student section at the University of Michigan when I was 11. They played Wisconsin. They won 35-0. You can check it. It would have been the fall of 1976. Right? Would have been the fall of 1976. Check the score. See if my brain still works. But I believe it was Wisconsin. I believe it was 35-0. At any rate, I've followed the team ever since. And let's not kid ourselves. And congratulations, Spartan fans. I get it. Yeah. It's not been a great 10 years or 15. Almost 20. So beating the Buckeyes gave me great pleasure. I mean, I remember driving through Petersburg, Michigan in 1976. And the Wolverines beat the Buckeyes 22-0 in 1976. It was a big deal. Shut the Buckeyes out. 22-0. It was spray painted on a wall in the little town of Petersburg, Michigan. It was there for years on the side of this building in an alley. And I used to look at that, just smile. I loved that. So anyhow, now Jim Harbaugh. Anybody who listens knows he's not my hero, but he said him and his wife, Sarah, decided that any bonus money that he receives through this season will be redirected to reimburse The University of Michigan Athletic Department employees who have stayed while taking a voluntary or mandatory pay reduction over the last 18 months because of the pandemic. He's going to pay everybody. Now, keep this in mind. He got $500,000 for winning the Big Ten title, East title, that is. But he could receive $3.5 million in incentives and bonuses this year alone. He says he'll give it all back. And he'll make sure all those people get paid. He's in his seventh season coaching, signed a contract extension this year that cut his salary in half and was incentive laden. His base, $4 million, incentives $500,000. And like if Michigan beats Iowa Saturday, he gets $1 million. He says he'll share that with the people that got shorted during the pandemic. I tip my hat to that. I think that's class move. Gives away that kind of money. Apparently he does. He also has a lot of praise for Aiden Hutchinson, and who wouldn't? This kid just ripped it up. He's a freaking animal, defensive end for the Wolverines. Jim Harbaugh says he should be the number one draft pick. He said number one, set an all-time sack record for the University of Michigan. All-time. Better than any defensive player in the history of the program. 13 sacks. The Big Ten. Michigan single season record. Comes from Plymouth, Michigan. He plays every down. He doesn't take a play off. Same way in practice, says the coach. So, there you go. He's in the chance of that pretty limited. The last defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. Yeah, another guy from Michigan. Can you remember his name? Anyhow, quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along. I'll be right back.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society we've come to expect?